This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was the Datsuns in Love here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu,
Arvind Braj.
It's Enterprise Biz Bytes. We're asking about phone fasting. What do you do to separate yourself from your digital device? How do you do it? We've got some tweets, we've got some WhatsApps, and some Insta story messages of.
Yeah, so this comes from Shahrin, who says that his daughter once told him or made a comment that he was always on the phone, and then full stop, he detached himself from the phone. So he took that as like a sort of warning to himself. Charles Brick says, irony of using the actual device to answer your question about detaching. From this, we know it's going to be virtually impossible. Especially soon, we are going to have to pay practically everything via phone apps.
On WhatsApp, Eugene Sang says, my computer distracts me from my phone, which makes no big difference at all. Alexander says, whether we like it or not, many establishments are deepening on the phone usage. So if you don't reply your boss's message in the morning, he or she might assume you woke up late.
We've also heard about dismissal cases for people exiting WhatsApp groups as well. One over on Insta story, nothing beats discipline in this. Put all your phones on the table, facing down on silent. Completely agree. If only everybody would think that same way during meetings and things, but they don't, including myself. Right, we have a message. We have a final story we want to go to. It's official. Fortnite. It's a school sport.
Yeah, so I also like how this article from TechCrunch starts, because it says Fortnite, one of the world's most popular games, and I'm like, yeah, that's the understatement of the year. You know, it is the like most popular game in the world. But now Fortnite is officially a high school and college sport thanks to an LA-based startup called PlayVS. And what PlayVS does is pretty interesting. They have a mission of bringing esports to high schools. So parents or students can pay $64, this in the US, obviously. So $64 per player to be put in a league to compete with neighboring schools. And PlayVS, they are the only startup that has a partnership with Epic Games themselves. Epic Games are the guys who made Fortnite. Other startups sort of use Fortnite as a product, but you know, they can be shut down if Epic Games wants to shut down those startups. But because PlayVS has that sort of bridge with Epic Games themselves, they are the official sponsor, the official bridge from Epic Games to these schools to bring the games into that sort of league, like the education industry. The response has also been pretty good. 13,000 schools have signed up and now are on the wait list to be assigned an esports team through PlayVS. And when you compare that number to football programs, which is 14,000 high schools in the U.S. have a football program. So in those 14,000 schools, 13,000 of them have already signed up to be on the wait list for Fortnite, which is a massive, massive number.
This is going to be a phenomenal shift.
Yeah. Which, you know, it just goes to show that we can talk about, you know, taking phones out of schools and people can try to keep phones away from kids or whatever, but schools are recognizing esports as an actual sport.
Look at how much money football makes for the US.
What is it, like a few billion or?
Billions.
Yeah.
The athletic departments of schools act as the PR departments for their schools. So now, not only are they attracting people who want to be football players, but they're going to be attracting those who never had that opportunity to be any kind of athlete, if you like. Mm. Now they can be, you know, a video game athlete.
Yeah,
so to speak.
With the full-blown scholarships
and stuff.
With a
full-blown scholarship.
Yeah, a lot of people also go into college and uni and even go to school on full scholarships for being athletes and for representing schools. Now people who are into esports who are good at Fortnite or like video games can get those same scholarships. So it's probably going to triple, like the amount of like mobile devices in schools will probably triple or like quadruple in the next few years.
It's scary because, you know, we were just talking about detaching smartphones and stuff. But yeah, like you said, you know, I guess they can't run away from esports, the money that has been thrown around. And also, I guess the point, like, you know, you look at how many actual gamers could actually be a professional gamer. It's a percentage, right? It's such a small percentage, which, you know, hopefully that will change, because right now, yeah, great, so much of money is being thrown at too, but it's only going to a very a handful of individuals or gamers, right? Professional gamers.
Professional gamers.
Yeah. So, you know, not everyone can be a professional gamer. A lot of people think like, oh, you know, now that's so many more avenues. Even here in Malaysia, like I think the government was allocating like 20 million ringgit, the youth and sports ministry, right? They allocated like 20 million ringgit for esports this year, you know, and plus it being Visit Malaysia 2020 and all that. It's great, but everyone thinks, oh, right, you know, so I just need to play more games and do this, but no, it's not that
easy. It's a lot more effort to get good at Fortnite.
And, yeah. If you look at the kind of return on investment, you know, for American football players, college football players, for example, let's say the university, the college decides to give 20 or 25 scholarships, and then you look at the attendance rate of a college football game in some of the big cities, you're talking 20, 30,000 people attending, you know, a midweek game. It's a huge amount of money, right? And if you can translate that also into digital and esports and all of that, the amount of money that's going to be coming and flowing through those universities is going to be enormous. And they can then use that extra money to bring in more scholarships.
Yeah.
And so this idea of like there only being two or three or four or five people who are capable of being, you know, esports geniuses or whatever, that's going to double, triple over the next few years.
Not just video gamers.
It's going to go everywhere.
Good. Yeah. I don't know how this would fly here. We keep talking about esports and we're doing like a big like initiative and stuff, but we are more like sort of conventional when it comes to letting people use phones or play games in school. It's still quite taboo. Video games are still sort of like, you know, waste of time, quote unquote. So I don't know how this would fly in like other countries, but the fact that the US is doing this and they have the response of like 13,000 schools is huge. Like it'll be interesting to see what happens in like in the next few years and how many people come out being like Fortnite experts or like video game experts.
I'm certainly not a Fortnite expert.
No, I don't. I've stopped.
I literally spawn. I get shot within 35 seconds. I throw my controller out. I'm
like, you are aware of Fortnite.
I'm aware of Fortnite. Yes. Right. We should wrap up for the day, shouldn't we? Really interesting discussion today. Then, of course, it started off with that discussion about phone fasting, and it seems that everybody's interested in digital detox and lowering screen times, from Silicon Valley investors, this whole idea of dopamine fasting, to Google jumping on the bandwagon and revealing three new apps, the Envelope, which is ridiculous, the idea of a huge timer, and then, of course, the Bubbles app that Jeff has already...
I'm getting bored of it.
I thought that would happen. Yeah. That was the story that we ran with. Excuse me. Story. How did you detach yourself from your smartphone? Then we moved on to...
Yeah, and then we talked about a story about screenagers. And just a final WhatsApp message. Stephen Chong says, my phone nearly... I guess he's trying to say nearly killed me last year and it caused a havoc in my marriage.
Oh, dear. Well, I hope things got better.
Yeah.
And then we wrapped up with...
We finished with Fortnite is now an official school and college spot.
There you go, ladies and gents. It's time for us to wrap up. If you want to stick around, of course, we have the Breakfast Grill replay coming up after the 1 o'clock news. The Election Reform Committee set up by the Pakatan Harapan shortly after GE14 has submitted an interim report to the PM proposing bold reforms to the Malaysian electoral system. How feasible are these proposals and how committed is the government to implementing them? The Breakfast Grill discussed this with the chairman of the ERC, Tan Sri Abdul Rashid Abdul Rahman, this morning. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.